This is The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio where we talk about what you're talking about. Today's hosts are Virginia Henry, David Payne, Leland Boyd, and Miles Prim. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Spot. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm Miles Prim.
I'm David Payne.
And I'm Leland Boyd.
Today, we are going to be talking about the challenge of college students and their struggle to eat healthy. And this is a real problem. In case you didn't know, it's a real issue. So first of all, let's talk about weight gain in college. There's the infamous freshman 15. So my first question for you guys is this fact or fiction? What was your personal experiences? Do you know people?
I think from my personal experience, it's fiction. Because,
really?
Yeah, I actually, so my freshman semester, I was back from my mission, and I tried to eat pretty healthy, but I was just, like, pretty poor, so I didn't eat a lot. And if you look at pictures of me, whenever my wife and I got engaged, because we got engaged my next semester, I was, like, really, really skinny. And I don't even fit into my wedding suit anymore because of how skinny the whole thing was. But that was just because I was really poor and I was always working, which is really ironic, because you think if you work, you have money, right? But that wasn't the case for whatever reason. So I had a reverse freshman 15. I don't know if I lost 15. I didn't lose 15 pounds now that I think about it. But I definitely lost a lot of weight. I'm chubbier now.
Okay, but you're also, do you naturally have, like, a higher metabolism?
Yeah, well,
so you're, like, the exception to the rule.
Yeah, but I exercise. I mean, like, I've said in past episodes, I bike to campus. I try to eat healthy. I drink a lot of water. Try to cut sweets out of the diet, so.
Look at you. Look at Miles.
Yeah, your life doesn't sound fun. No, I'm kidding. For me, the freshman 15, man, I got to go back. Because my freshman year was 2010. It's 2018. I'm still here.
Throwback.
Yeah. Taken me long enough to graduate. But that's
Brigham
okay.
Brigham Young was still around?
Or? Yeah, Brigham Young was the president back
oh,
then.
Oh, wow. This is the first president.
So for me, I don't really, I mean, I don't think that I gained much weight. I think I stayed the same. But I do remember times when I didn't have much money for groceries. So I don't think I ate very much. Mm-hmm. I specifically remember my diet my freshman year was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Pringles.
Pringles.
I would just buy, because I love Pringles, so I would get just the original Pringles, like a whole giant pack, and then bread and peanut butter and jelly, and that's like the only thing that I
breakfast, lunch,
ate.
And dinner.
Well, I usually would skip breakfast because I was either sleeping in, ditching class. That's another reason why I'm still here. I failed everything. So yeah, for lunch I would have that. Oh, no, actually what I would have is Fluffernutters. Which
Please
is peanut. You don't know what a Fluffernutter is?
No.
So it's a peanut butter and marshmallow cream sandwich.
Oh, wow.
So like that jet puffed marshmallow cream stuff that you put in like fudge and like you bake with it and stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
It's delicious.
So, well, let me ask you this. What kind of bread would you use? Because I'm trying to taste that, you know, mentally. And I can't picture
normal
bread that goes good with.
It's just either white bread or, you know, wheat bread. I mean... Probably
it was
the
ancient.
Yeah, it was
ancient.
Years ago.
Before the days of sliced bread.
But yeah, that's what I would eat. And so I imagine that I probably gained a little bit of weight since I was only eating, you know, peanut butter and marshmallows and Pringles.
Could be.
But I did, like, I played basketball a lot. I still do. I didn't exercise much. I don't bike to school like Miles does, but yeah, so I probably gained a little bit of weight, but probably not 15 pounds. I don't know.
Okay. What about you, Leland?
I might be a little bit more reliable, I guess, on this because freshman year was, I guess, last semester, so not very far out of it. I feel like freshman 15 is definitely a real thing. I don't know if I gained 15 pounds, but I know I did gain a little bit, mostly just because I was like, oh, I'm in college. I got to be wild and free, so I'd buy, like, chicken nuggets or frozen burritos. It got bad. It got really bad. But, like, I heard from a lot of people said the 15 was more of a give or take type of thing. Some people would gain or some people would lose because they're so broke and they can't afford anything. Sleep for dinner a lot, so they would lose 15. Not the best way to lose 15 pounds. But that's definitely, I guess, what I saw a lot. I feel like I probably gained close to 15 pounds. I don't know. I don't recall weighing myself around then, but... That's
true. I don't think I had a scale either. Yeah. So that's like,
I mean,
the only one who was weight conscious at that period of time?
I don't know.
we're guys. We don't really.
Yeah.
We don't care as much.
But this is good. I feel so enlightened because I know that for women, the freshman 15, unless they are like Miles and have obscenely high metabolism, it's difficult for them to gain weight. Most girls gain weight their freshman year mm-hmm. of college. And I know that definitely happened to me. And it was like 15, I don't know. It was somewhere between like 12 to 20 pounds that I gained my freshman year. I mean, it was not good. I was like, I can't fit in my high school jeans anymore. But it was probably a lot to do with stress, plus the fact that I didn't have like my mom making me food anymore, you know, and so I had to come up with stuff all by myself. But I ate the same thing almost every day. I had oatmeal for breakfast.
Fluffernutters.
We're not talking about those anymore.
No.
They're so good. I will make you all some.
No.
Please don't.
I had oatmeal for breakfast. I had PB&J for lunch with maybe some carrots. And then for dinner, I would have a bean burrito that I made from like black beans or something.
It wasn't like the microwavable ones.
The microwavable ones.
Those are like 50 cents though.
They're good.
No. I was like, I wanted to make stuff myself. So I would eat that almost basically every day. And then when I got sick of it, I would eat out. And then I had a wonderful roommate who would make lots of food. And then I would have like two dinners. Because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like be able to have a lot of food later this week, so I gotta eat it now. And then it would just pack on the pounds, man. It was tough. Plus, my exercising regimen wasn't the strictest.
All right. So for you, it was more quantity over quality. You were eating.
Probably.
You were eating a lot.
I was. I was eating a lot. Yeah. I imagine that. A broke college student eating a lot. But that was interesting is the money that I made from, like, donating plasma or things, right? Because, like, doing desperate things like, I have to earn money. I would spend it all on food. Like, by the end of the semester, I didn't have anything.
Respect.
I was like, what the heck? What happened to it all? I ate my money.
But I think that's, like, one of the hardest parts is, like, the money issue. Yeah. Especially when you're first in college. You don't have very much money. You just spent it all on tuition and, you know, housing. Because I specifically remember my freshman year, we went to the grocery store and I had, you know, my cart with peanut butter, marshmallow cream, and bread. And I think it was like $20 or something for everything that I had picked up. And I was at Brolin's, I swiped my card and they were like, it was declined. Whoa. And I was like, oh no.
What?
So I tried it again and they're like, it's still declined. Luckily, I was with one of my roommates. And I was like, and I like almost started to cry because I was like, this has never happened. I'm so embarrassed and I don't know what to think. And so I just turned to him and I was like, his name's Mike. I said, Mike, do you have 20 bucks? Like, can I borrow 20 bucks? And he was like, yeah, dude, I got you. So then he paid for my groceries and I was able to eat for another few weeks. Yeah, I had like one sandwich every other day to keep me going.
Stop. You're exaggerating.
No, and then specifically after that, I remember I called my mom and ask for some money, like if she'd give me a loan. She sent me like $100 or something until I could, you know, get more money. Because I didn't have a job. I tried to donate plasma, but they said my veins were too small. So I couldn't even do that.
Sauce.
Yeah. But it's like the money thing. Like, if you don't have money, you can't buy food.
You can't buy healthy food.
Well,
that doesn't
poison
you when you put it in your mouth and, like, go straight to your hips. Or...
Fluffernutters. I'll make you all fluffernutters. And if you're listening, tweet at me, Payne David Lee, and I'll make you a fluffernutter.
That's a good incentive.
Yeah.
That's really good incentive.
We'll see what happens.
To lucky
with that.
Listeners.
But that's a cool story. I'm happy that it happened to you, but just like the concept of it, because yeah, we're challenged to eat healthy, but it's so expensive, you know? I don't know.
You are correct. That's I think people budgeting, it's called students budgeting, because it's difficult for them to buy groceries like produce that cost a lot more money than like a bag of rice or a container of pasta that was gonna probably fill you up for a lot longer. And so, or, I mean, probably the most popular one is ramen. I mean, people are like, this is so cheap. I could, like, here we go. 12 meals right here for, like, $2.
Oh, right. I definitely saw a lot of that this semester. I tried to eat a lot healthier, and I did. I was really happy with where it went. But, like, I'd spend in a week, like, $80 on groceries, and it'd be, like, some veggies, a little bit of meat, and some other random stuff. $80. And it'd give me a good, like, week, maybe a little bit more than that. And then just the other day, the diet I was on ended, and so I went to the grocery store, grabbed some more food, more open to whatever I wanted, some more frozen stuff like chicken nuggets or whatever, but like stuff that I was like, wow, this is gonna last me a good couple weeks, $40. And I was like, okay, this something's really wrong, like something's broken in this system. I don't know what it is.
No, really,
it's hard. It's really hard being healthy.
I think one of the other issues with college students and buying healthy food, like having a healthy diet, is the time that it takes. Because if you buy all of those raw groceries, it takes way more time to prepare them, and you look in the fridge, that's when you're like, it's that cliche moment. You open the fridge, it's like, I have nothing to eat, but the fridge is full, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's nothing to eat right now in this moment. And so we like things that are instant.
Yeah, that happened to one of my roommates. He was eating healthy with me, and then he gave up because it was taking too long to make food. And I was like, really, dude? Are you serious? You got to let that stop you?
Plus, then you have to do the dishes.
Yeah, that was his other thing, too.
And it's like, I don't want to do dishes. It's easy to just, you know, go to the drive-thru, pick up some, you know, a meal, and then just throw it all away. No prep.
Coming in action.
Yeah, no prep. Mm. No,
just throwing it all away.
Yeah, exactly.
Your sins are gone. Sins are gone. But the thing is there are solutions. I used to be like that for a really long time. I used to be like, there's nothing in my fridge. Like, I'm a guy, I like to eat meat, so I'm like, there's no like substantial protein.
Girls like to eat meat too. Well, I just want to say.
Well, what I know.
Way to step in.
Come on.
And I'm not trying to go against that, but my point is, like, I will eat a raw piece of meat. Like, I'm no, I won't. That's disgusting.
I was freaking out for a moment.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess, like, for me, I would much rather eat, like, a chicken, like, a BLT, chicken BLT or something, than, like, a granola bar, you know?
Right.
Or, like, some oatmeal. Like, sure, like, they both have protein, but, like, I want something to, like, really sink my teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I would be like that. I'd look in my fridge, and I'd see all this food. And I'd be like, oh, there's nothing to eat, you know, and then I'd go eat crackers or something, Cheez-Its. But, like, there are solutions to this problem. Have you all seen those bags of the frozen chicken? It's, like, already made, and literally all you have to do is put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and it's...
Yeah, they have all kinds, like fajitas
fajita
and
meat.
All...
Yeah, so, like, that...
For frozen veggies?
Yeah, they have frozen veggies.
Heat them up, and they're all cut up and all ready to go?
Yeah, that has changed... like, the game for me, like, substantially, because instead of being like, I don't want to eat a quesadilla, like I said, I want something to really sink my teeth into rather than just cheese and a corn tortilla, while you're heating up your quesadilla, you throw that meat in there, and then you throw it on the quesadilla, and it's like, wow, something more substantial throughout the rest of the day, and that's really helped a lot, and it's really fun, because you could just take, like, the basic chicken that they have, like, it's shredded or cubed or sliced, and you're allowed, you're able to make fun little meals out of it because of that. It's like, oh, I could have a salad with chicken, and then the next day I could have, I don't know, maybe throw some marinade on it and have, like, Asian rice bowl or something. So that's a solution I've found. I don't know if that really works for everybody. And they're not as expensive as buying, like, frozen chicken.
Because
they're 10 pound.
still not as good for you because it's not fresh. But it's not as bad. It's not as bad as like processed chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Right, the dino nuggets.
Dino nuggets.
Whoa.
I wanted to get those, but they're too expensive.
Okay, so, like, time, but there's, like, a solution for time. Mm-hmm. You find the happy medium, time and money. Get something that you can make quickly but isn't completely processed out of its nutrients. But what about stress? College students stressy. At least I know I did. For sure, food was my coping. Like, Halloween one year, my friends were like, hey, you coming to the party? And I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to stay home, make myself some homemade fried chicken and cookies, and then watch movies. And I ate fried chicken and cookies and watched.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
For the rest of the week,
she ate fried chicken and cookies.
Like, I felt so crappy afterwards. Like, I was, because I was stressed out, I didn't go out and be, I wasn't out and active. I stayed home, sat on my butt, and ate a bunch of junk food. No, that probably contributed to those.
And yeah, I was going to ask, how did that help your stress?
You know, it didn't, sadly, it didn't make it disappear.
But that's what we all turn to. Well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us, like, you feel stressed, you just eat something, or you go get a, you know, Dr. Pepper, something that you think will fix it.
I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah. But then it, in the end, you just kind of feel worse.
No, that's really true. And I don't know if this is the same for y'all, but I have, like, waves of stress, like, I guess bodily responses. So at first, it's kind of this freeze-up moment where it's like, I can't do anything because I'm so paralyzed by my stress. But then it resorts to stress eating, and I'm, like, a hardcore stress eater. So whatever, like, my brain is like, yeah, consume. It's going down, you know? But then I get, and, like, I'll notice it. Like, I'll feel chubbier, if that makes sense. Like, I'll feel
weighed down.
Like, bloated?
Yeah, like, I'll just feel it adding on. Like, if I'm, like, running downstairs, I'll kind of, like, feel, like, a little jiggle in my tummy, you know?
I'm used to that.
I know, he's like, it's such a foreign concept.
But
it's really interesting because, like, the more stress I get, I then turn into, like, this crazy lock-off mode where, like, I don't eat because I'm just so focused on accomplishing. That's like, procrastination, like, this is the last minute phase. So, like, I am crunching everything, and I don't eat, I don't really sleep until, like, my projects are finished or my assignments are finished. And then everything kind of, like, balances itself back out because after going, like, a day or so without, like, legitimate meals, like, snacks or throughout the day, my body's like, hey, let's eat something real, and then balances back out.
I feel like that's not a healthy process to repeat over and over again.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
But I don't know. It's gotten me this far.
Yeah.
I'm graduating this semester.
I survived!
Well, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think, and I don't mean to dominate the conversation necessarily.
Jeez, Miles.
But I think if we're talking about eating, if we're talking about stress eating and stuff like that, I think maybe something to throw out there, like a quick shout out to people struggling with this, is eating disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all had any experiences? Not like maybe personally, but do you know anybody who's gone through that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I guess I knew some people who had problems like that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never, I guess, dealt with someone actively going through it, but I talked to people like, oh, yeah, I had this in the past, or this would happen to me. And so it's definitely real.
Right.
It's a huge problem. I guess something that frustrated me and it frustrated those people who suffer like that when people be like, somebody like, oh, I totally understand what you're going through. I stress ate this the other day. And it's like, that's not anything like what I'm going through at all. I'm assuming. Maybe that's a bad tangent, but.
No. It's understanding, like, an outlet to stress because it becomes a medical condition at that point. And you need extra, sometimes, like, an intervention. That is the word. You need an intervention. You need some outside help in order to combat that issue, which is real, and that I think at least I know a lot of girls face that, especially in college. And here we've got a lot of pressure. We don't need to talk about this, but there's a lot of pressure for like dating and like getting married. And so girls like freak out about their bodies, and that just really, the stress of school and dating and all that stuff just kind of sometimes manifests itself into different types of eating disorders. So it's good to, first of all, be aware of your roommates and things like that, making sure that they're okay. And then for ourselves, if you aren't to that point, or if you are, you know, if you have stresses, learning how to cope with them in healthy ways. So exercise is awesome, helps with coping. What are some other things that help with coping that you guys have? I mean, what do you do when you're stressed? What do? Besides eat Nutter Flutters.
Fluffer Nutter. Fluffer Nutters. I actually haven't. Yeah, I haven't had a Fluffer Nutter in probably a few years.
It's probably a good thing. It's probably still in your system.
I kind of want one now. Oh, no. No, I'm kidding. We'll each split one or something. No, for me, when it comes to like stress, I don't feel like I get stressed that often, but I probably do. I don't know. I don't think that I stress eat, but one thing that really has helped me if I do get, you know, feel stressed out is just having someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. It's usually my wife. Sometimes it's friends or my family. I'll just, you know, talk with them and just, this is going to sound terrible, but sometimes I'll talk with someone who's having a harder time than me, and I'll realize,
to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, and that's terrible, but then I can realize, you know, everything's fine, and I can help them in a way, even if it's just being there to talk to them. A lot of times we feel like we have, you know, the worst time and the hardest problems in the world, but there's always someone who's having a harder time. And that's not the best way to look at things, because sometimes you might be the person who has the hardest problems in the world in that moment, and it'll probably feel like that. But for me, having someone there to talk to and someone to just kind of be there for me really helps. And that's why I always try to be someone for someone else. Like if they're having a hard time, like if my wife's having a hard time, I try to be there for her. This has nothing to do with eating, but I mean stress. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be someone for someone, or to have someone for you when you're stressed.
I think we can all be that for somebody else if we just keep our eyes open. And you bring up a really great point. Service is a great way to distract ourselves from either A, hunger, or B, our own stress in our lives. That's great. So going back to like, you know, eating and stuff, and like freshman 15 and things like that, sometimes college students do crazy things to cope with weight gain or even lack of money or time. They turn to a lot of crazy diets. Mm-hmm. Have you guys had any experiences with dieting in your college sojourn journey here?
I kind of mentioned it a little bit. Last semester I was really unhealthy and gained a bunch of weight. So this semester I tried out this thing I heard about called keto diet. I heard it was really recommended by a lot of people and doctors, so I gave it a try. It's all about pretty much cutting out carbs and lots of fat in return, so your body switches to burning fat for energy. And it actually worked out really, really well for me. Did for the whole semester, lost around like 40-ish pounds.
Wow.
So I was pretty happy with it. And like I talked about how it's kind of hard to get groceries or because it costs a lot, but over time, I learned like how to properly budget, how to get more bang for my buck, basically.
Did you feel it was worth it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so worth it. And the diet itself, like after I kept with it for a while, I started learning how to have a lot of fun with it and have a really good food all the time. I was really happy with it. People I knew were jealous of a lot of the stuff that I was eating, even though I felt like sometimes I was missing out a lot. And, like, yeah, groceries, I could get stuff that could last me for a while. I could make a lot out of a very little stuff. And the diet ended up working out pretty well in the end. I super recommend it to people, and it's probably a diet I'll be doing more often in the future.
So is there like a time limit for it, or you just do it for as long as you want?
There is kind of a time limit, yeah.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Right, like you shouldn't do this for the rest of your life.
I did it for the semester, and I kind of just ended it, and I feel really comfortable with that. I lost my weight. I'm starting to gain a little bit back, but that's just because my body's readjusting, trying to figure out what's happening. I've heard some people do it for like 6 months, even up to a year or 2 years.
Wow.
And they've been pretty okay. My experience and what I've looked up says don't really do anything more than that, because your body's not really supposed to do that. Like, burning fat is like an emergency.
It sends your body into ketosis. Yeah. That's why it's called the keto diet.
Yeah.
And so it's like the starvation, save myself mode where you use your storage.
It's not really even quite that, I guess, necessarily, like emergency, like starving, because I was healthy and my body felt great.
You're just tricking your body.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not something you want to do permanently. You naturally want carbs in your body. You need to have a good balanced diet of everything.
I want carbs in my body.
Yeah, I'm super glad. But I was talking about how I spent like $40 on groceries. Yeah, I bought like burritos and tortillas and bread and chicken nuggets. Like, I was like, yes.
Nuts.
I was like, carbs. Again, carbs.
Carbs is my favorite food. Yeah, well, for me, my wife and I did what's called the Whole30 diet. So it's 1 month, so 30 days, and you get rid of carbs, dairy, and sugar.
No.
So that's pretty much everything, what I've found. The very first month we did it, we went all out and we tried to stay on top of it as much as we could. And that was the month that we did it. We've done it, I'll say 2.5 times. So the very first month that we did it was when we saw the most and best results. My wife lost probably 15, 20 pounds.
That's great. Awesome.
Which, I mean, she didn't need to lose it. She's beautiful, but
smart man. There you go.
But she's really excited about it, and she's happy about it, and she wants to do it again, maybe next month or something. And for me, I guess I'll just kind of share my story. When I came home from my mission, that was probably the most in shape I was, because I had got worms and lost like 50 pounds in the last month.
I don't know if that constitutes
that's not a good diet. But
as
I was
much as being skinny.
Yeah, I was the skinniest
the
I was.
Means.
Yeah, that was the skinniest I've been. I was about 180 pounds, which isn't that skinny. I'm 6 foot tall, though, so that's about, you know, normal. And so, but then about a year after I had gotten married, and that's one thing what marriage does to you. You kind of gain weight when you're married, at least in my case. I ended up going up to about 275. 280.
Smokes.
Yeah, like I gained like 100 pounds from when I got home from my mission. So then, you know, we started dieting a little bit, exercising more. We did this Whole30 diet, and I lost, I'm down to 230 now, 235.
That's great.
So yeah, I lost quite a bit. It wasn't all in that first month. I probably lost 25 to 30 pounds, though, in the first month. So yeah, it's miserable because you can't eat anything that you like, carbs and dairy and sugar. But, I mean, you get vegetables, you can have some meats, and there's some, you know, nuts. And
did it work for you, like, being a college student, like the issue of time and budgeting, things like that we've already been talking about?
Well, kind of like what Leland said. I mean, we'd go to the grocery store, we'd fill our cart up with healthy stuff, and then it'd be like $100.
Right.
And then it was like, you'd look down, like, what are we supposed to eat? There's nothing here substantial enough to eat. You know, there's some
leaves.
You
gotta buy some frozen veggies and stuff like mine does.
And so, money-wise, yes, it's more expensive to eat healthy, but we made it work, and we, you know, committed to it at the beginning of the month, and we did it for 30 days. And the biggest change, other than the weight loss, we just felt better.
Yeah.
We just felt great, because we knew we were being more healthy. On top of that, we would also, my wife, go on walks almost every day, and we walk from our house down to Porter Park, around it and back, which is about 3 miles, so not too far, but
that's great,
further
though.
Than, you know, just your average, I'm going to go for a quick walk. And so we'd walk, sometimes we'd jog, and we just felt better.
And you're happier.
Yeah.
And that helps with the stress.
Exactly.
So then you're not stress eating all the time.
For real.
Yeah.
I like it. I know, at least, like, I also gained a bunch, well, not also, because you lost weight on your mission, but I gained weight on my mission. And it was like, I don't know, it was a lot. I weighed almost 185 pounds. And I'm like, 5'7"?
I don't believe that.
No, it's a real true story. I will show you pictures. It is true. True. Okay, but I came home, and then I was just, well, for one thing, I didn't have members feeding me all the time, like, full meals of, like, appetizer, this, and a really fancy dessert. So that really helped. But since being at school, I still have continued to maintain my healthy weight where I'm supposed to be at. I mean, I'm not, like, crazy skinny or anything or, like, in insane shape, but I've learned that meal planning really helps. Because I noticed that when I ate crappy food, I felt crappy, right? And so I thought, how can I turn this, like, you, what did you call it? You said this cart of groceries, but there's nothing to eat. So how do you turn that into, like, meals? And so I would just, my husband and I have been meal planning. So we write out, okay, this is what we're going to use for this. This is what we're going to use for this. So we know exactly that what each food is going to turn into. That gives us a little bit of motivation as well to actually make it. But it's helped us a lot not spend as much money in the end on groceries, because if you eat fast food every day, you may be saving time, but in the end, so much more expensive.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I could buy like flour, sugar, and all these different, you know, from scratch ingredients, and I could make a cake, I can make rolls, I can make all this different stuff, and I spent what, $20?
Yeah.
And I create, like, so many meals from it. So, like, meal planning has really helped get rid of, like, all of those issues that college students, at least me as a college student, have faced with eating.
So how do you guys do that? Do you just do, like, you sit down, like, maybe Sunday and say, this is for the next week. Every night we're going to have this meal, and then, like, how do you guys do it?
Oh, for sure. So first of all, you just look at what you already have, because you already have stuff on in your cupboard. So you look at what you already have. You're like, okay, what meals can I make out of this? Then you scratch up some meals, and you're like, how can I make this meal more balanced? Like, for example, mac and cheese. I need a little something more than that. I need to have, like, broccoli. So what we do is we buy raw broccoli. Sometimes we buy the frozen broccoli, so we can just pop it in the microwave. And then, we pick a meal for maybe not every night of the week, but every other night, because we're going to make a lot of it so we can have leftovers. And then we'll eat leftovers the next night or for lunch the next day. And we have it all planned out, so we know what we're going to have. And when we go to the store, we know exactly what we need to buy, so we're not impulse buying. That's another huge thing that can drain your budget. And we know what we're going to eat. And we also choose things that are going to be good, that we look forward to eating, you know, that are going to be yummy. So we may, like, make a beef stew. So the chuck roast costs, like, $13. But we already have, like, a huge 10-pound bag of potatoes and a bunch of carrots. And then we can just throw some seasoning together and some water, and we make great beef stew. Hmm. You know? Hmm. It's actually not as hard as you think it would be. But it totally is worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I saw a lot of that. Yeah. You know, just buy groceries. And then I would sometimes work off of recipes that I found. Or just working a lot with recipes, I learned different tricks. And I was like, oh, I want to try make this type of thing. I know I want something that tastes like this and this. So I'll use this idea and throw it together. And that's, yeah, definitely what I saw. I could buy a lot of groceries that were really expensive, but I could make it last, like, weeks at one point, just because I knew so many things I could work with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like eating healthy is expensive, like, at first. Because it's such a huge change. But then after a while, you start learning what you can do with it. Eventually, you start spending just as much as you would maybe buying unhealthy stuff. But you know now better what you can do with it. So now I feel like I definitely learned a lot from my diet. And now I'm like, oh, I'm eating, like, chicken nuggets and stuff like this all the time again. But I like buying all these ingredients I got on my diet. And I still want to make some stuff I had for my diet all the time, because it was good. It was really good. It was a lot of fun. Also, you can make the best out of anything, like any diet, really, as long as you're willing to put in the time and effort, I guess, into it, which is what I saw. And I've seen a lot of people really struggle with that, and I really struggle with that, finding the time and the effort.
Lazy college students.
Yeah, you just got to be motivated.
Yeah, or even just not even always their fault. Like, oh, I have tons of homework. I don't have time to make a meal or whatever. But over time, you just learn recipes or just something, how to make something really quick but really healthy.
And I think once you make it a habit, too,
yeah,
it's just easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, then you feel, like you said, David, you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, you just feel so much better, and then their stress levels, like, decrease, or at least you're more capable of handling the stress levels that come at you from school or work or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, like, all together, I think we've determined, like, the freshman 15 kind of depends on who you are and your body type. Yeah. It's not really for sure thing or for sure non thing. And Colchins have a struggle with eating healthy because of time and, like, budgeting and stress, things like that. But we can combat those by, like, meal planning, by putting forth the effort and being motivated to just, like, you know what, I'm going to make the sacrifice to eat healthy because it'll pay off in the end. And once, if you gain that freshman 15, maybe you could try out some diets or change your lifestyle, you know, one or the other. There are some that have worked for a few people here. Never know. Any last closing comments, guys? Anything you want to say?
I take it back. If you tweet at me, I'm not making you a fluffernutter. Because we got to be healthy.
The first 100 listeners.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, you're not going to get one from me. You can make one, though. Tweet me and tell me how you liked it.
Or not, because it's probably
and then go on a diet.
Bad for you. Diabetes.
They're delicious, though.
No.
But don't eat them.
Okay. Nothing to say, Miles? Yeah. Nothing.
Miles, where have you been?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I think you can do anything that you put your mind to. Like, anything is possible, you know? And whether...
So inspirational.
Thanks. You know, whether you're struggling with an eating disorder, whether you're struggling with your image, or whether you just want to stop eating fluffernutters, I believe in you. We all believe in you. It's possible because we've heard cool stories. I mean, like, Leland, how much weight did you lose from your diet?
40.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, like, every day when you'd come in, we'd see, like, your shirts get baggier, you know?
Yeah, you had to buy new clothes.
They're pretty baggy now. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
And it takes time, yeah.
Yeah, no, it does, but it's worth it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
And, I mean, the same thing with Dave. Like, I remember seeing him come in every day, and Morgan, your wife as well. Like, again, I totally agree with you. Your wife did not need to go on a diet, but it's, like, very much impressive, the commitment level that y'all put in and how you've changed from it. And so, I think if anything... personally from this episode that you can take is anything's possible, you know. You just find someone who believes in you and tell them your goals and have them hold you accountable.
Yeah, and then you can accomplish great things, and it'll help with your stress levels. You can get through this semester or any other semester, and you will survive. You will make it to the end, just like David and Miles here have finally arrived. Graduation is on the rise.
Slow and steady.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. You've been listening to The Spot. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm Miles Prem.
I'm David Payne.
And I'm Leland Boyd.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Virginia Henry, David Payne, Leland Boyd, and Miles Prem. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Miles Prim. Producers were the hosts, with supervision by Brother Brandon Isle. Our theme music is Running by DJ Quads. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, visit BYUIdahoRadio.org and click podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you find podcasts.